Okay, today's daf is Psachim Yerushalmi daf Memches, and we are on Mem Zayin Mabez by the Mishnah. And we're talking about the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. And we'll see, Rabbi Akiva is going to chime in also in a little bit. But this is relating to the machlokas at the beginning of the parak. Parak Elu Dvarim, which we said is about what malachas, what part of the process of Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos and what part is not. So we mentioned the parts that have to be done that day in Breira. So that's docha, shchita, and zrika, and parts that don't have to be done that day is not docha. But says the Gemara, says the Mishnah at the end of the Mishnah back on Mem Dalet Amud Beis, certain isurim that could have been done before Yantif, the Tanakama holds that, before Shabbos holds are not docha. Rabbi Eliezer says they are docha. What says they're docha? The herkevo, v'ha'avaso, v'chatichas yabalto. Right, those three that we spoke about, cutting off the warts, or carrying it, which might be an isadra banan, v'ha'avaso, all of that. So now the Mishnah continues here on the last line of Mem Zayin Beis, and says, Omer Rabbi Eliezer, I'll prove to you that the isuri drabanan that we're talking about are docha. Right, what are we talking? The isuri drabanan of, which isuri drabanan? The first two. Herkevo and Hava'aso, the carrying it, assuming that Rabbi Eliezer holds like the opinion of Chai Nosi as Atzma applies to animals, and Hava'aso, bringing it from outside the Tchum, assuming Tchumin is Drabanan. So the Gemara says, Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer, Ma im Shchita Shehu Misha Malacha Dochez HaShabbos, Shchita, which is an Isidar Aisa on Shabbos, and yet Shchita Zepesach is Doche, Elu, Shehemi Shem Shvuz, these activities are only Asadur Abanan, so surely Elo Yitzchaz HaShabbos. Surely it shouldn't be Docha Shabbos, of course they should. So Chaim Kadievsky points out that the third one, he's not really asking from, because the third one, of Chatichas Yabalto, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we know from the Mishnah in Shabbos that we discussed in the previous Dafim, that he holds that that's Asadur Aisa, by cutting fingernails and cutting off a wart, that would be Asadur Aisa. But from the other two, the Harkavaso and Hava'aso. So Rabbi Eliezer says, if Isurei Da'oraisa are mutter because of Korban Pesach, so Isurei Da'rabanan surely should be mutter and should be Doche Shabbos. So the Gemara Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Yantif Yochiach. Rabbi Yeshua says back, no, Yantif, Rabbi Yeshua is always the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe most famously in Tanur Shalachnoi, in the Bavli, Bav Metzia Nun Tesma Beis, by Loba Shamayim. So Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer were Bar Plukta. So Rabbi Yeshua says back to Rabbi Eliezer, Yantif Yochiach, I'll prove to you that Kal V'Chomer does not hold water. Why? Because look at Yantif. Shehitir Bo Mishum Malacha. Yantif is Mutter Mishum Malacha. That means Bishol. Ochal Nefesh. All the Malachas that are Mutter Mishum Ochal Nefesh. You have these quote-unquote Yisurei Da'araisa that are Mutter Mishum Ochal Nefesh. V'yosem Bo Mishum Shvus. And still, Yisurei D'Rabbanan that could have been done before Shabbos are not Docheb Shabbos. So you can't say that just because there's a Kal V'Chomer, if it's Mater Daraisa, it's going to be Mater Drabanan. No, because you see from Ochal Nefesh. Ochal Nefesh only Mutter what couldn't have been done before Yantif. So you see Daraisas are Mutter, not Drabanans. That's Rabbi Yeshua's argument back. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says back, Maze Yoshua, Marai, Rishus LaMitzvah. What kind of a comparison is that? On Yantif, that's, here we're talking about Shechitas HaPesach. Shechitas HaPesach is a Chiyuv. So Shchidah is a Chiyuv, so that's what I'm talking about. You're trying to bring me a riot from Divrei Rishus, from voluntary activities, from non-obligatory activities. I don't think you can bring me a raya from those. The Gemara is going to ask in a second. That's not obligatory. That's also Sifras Yantif. But this is, again, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Let's remember it, because the Gemara is going to talk about it. Rabbi Eliezer says, if Shechita is Doche, so surely Yisuri Drabanan should be Doche. Rabbi Yeshua says, not true. By Ochal Nefesh. Ochal Nefesh, Bishol and other Malachas are Doche, while Yisuri and Yisuri Drabanan are not Doche, because it could have been done beforehand. Rabbi Eliezer says, what do you bring me a kasha from Ochal Nefesh for? That's Rishus. I'm talking about Chiyuv Chova, the carbon Pesach. Before we get to the conversation that continues, the Ochel Nefesh topic is something that comes up often in Maseches Beitza. Just to remember the three different shitas in the Rishonim, how to understand the heter of Ochel Nefesh. Right? We know the Gemara has in one place, only by one sugya, the concept of Hutra and Dechuya. Maseches Yuma, about whether Tum is Hutra Betzibur or Dechuya Betzibur. Whether the whole Tzibur is Tamei, you're allowed to do the avoda, you're allowed to bring a carbon in certain cases, and there's a question in the Gemara, conceptual question with halacha gnafka minas, hutra or dechuya, does the isser disappear, meaning the isser is knocked out by the mitzvah totally, or do you say dechuya, it still exists, but it's pushed aside. Nafka mina might be, do you have to try to work around it? right? You have to try to minimize, right? You say it's totally hutra, and therefore, even if you could find a lesser way of doing it, it doesn't matter. The aveira disappears. Or do I say, no, it is duchuya and it still exists. So the Ran in Beitza, on Daf Tesma Beis and Daf Yarif, he has these two approaches of hutra and duchuya. In the context of marbe b'shiurin, the Ran there is machalek between ribui b'shiurim for ochal nefesh on yantif and ribui b'shiurin for a chole on Shabbos. Ribui b'shiurim means, am I allowed to expand the quantity? If I'm allowed to cook for a chola on Shabbos, could I cook more? It's one act of cooking, right? Or for yantif. So the Ran is machalek between those two. Levira nira li barer, devade ribui, after quoting an earlier deya that said that it is, that ochal nefesh is dechuya, so then he quotes this this deya. Devade ribui de shiura b'Shabbos, midaraisa mitzar, v'yafilu hachi, lo dami ribui b'shiura b'yantif, le ribui shiura b'Shabbos. Shashabbos, dechuya eats al achol of lo hutra. Shabbos, pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is what we call dechuya, not hutra. Lefichach, kol sho ikr malacha asur, av tosafto kamahu mitzar midaraisa. That's why Ribui B'shiurin is going to be more of a problem on Shabbos, because it's asur. Really, the act is asur. You're allowed to do it, b'shum pikuach nefesh. But the act is asur. Avo yantif, she'ochal nefesh hutarba, but yantif, which ochal nefesh is mutter, diafilu efshar me'erv yantif shari, koshu mar bela ikr, ubavachi betorach echad, tosafta kamohu. So that's the Ran, says that the ochal nefesh is hutra. So again, two days, hutra or dechuya. The Ramban, that we quote in this context, says, in Ochal Nefesh, on Yantif, it's an even more extreme heter. It's not even Hutra, it's Eino Nechlal Klal. Meaning, let's say you say, is it Mutter to cook on Tuesday? Yeah, it's Mutter to cook on Tuesday. Ah, oh, why is it Mutter to cook on Tuesday? Because there's no Isser. There's no Isser. Only Isser cook on Shabbos or Yantif. On a regular Tuesday weekday, it's not that that's Hutra. It was never Usser in the first place. The Isser doesn't exist. So that's even more. So if you say Ochal Nefesh on Yantif is like that, that's even more than Hutra. And that's what the Ramban says. The Ramban says, if you look closely at the Pesukim in the Torah, the only thing that's Asur on Yantif is Meleches Avoda. On Shabbos, Kol Melacha, Lo Sa'asu. On Yantif is Kol Meleches Avoda, Lo Sa'asu. Meleches Avoda is different, says the Ramban, than Meleches Hana'ah. Meleches Hana'ah is Ochal Nefesh, and the Ramban says, that's what's Mutter. Avo Pirish Meleches Avoda, Kol Melacha She'enu, Lo Sa'ach Ochal Nefesh. That's the Ramban in Perachav Gimel, Pasuk Zayin of Emor. Kidnyu shenemar sheish yemen ta'avod, yasizikom alachtecha, ubechal avoda basadeh, v'nevadetem, v'nizratem, v'kayin haya oved adama. That's melechas avoda. U'melechas hi ba'ochal nefesh, hi melechas hana, lo melechas avoda. V'zeh misbar b'torah, and it's meduyak in the psukim. Ki b'chaga matzos, Pesach, she'amar b'tchila kol melacha lo ye'aseh bohem. Pesach, it says, don't do any melacha. Kol malacha, that's why the Torah has to tell you, hutzrach lafarish, acha she ye'ochel lecha nefesh, ulevado yaseh lechem. When the Torah says, on Pesach, all malacha don't do, the Torah has to say then, you're allowed to do ochel nefesh. Ubishar kol yomim tovim, yikatzer v'yomar. The other holidays, all it says is kol maleches avoda lo sasu. How do you know what maleches avoda means? Based on what it said by Chag HaMatzos. Chag HaMatzos said, kol malacha not ye'ochel lecha nefesh, so you apply that to the other holidays. Lesar kol malacha she'enena ochal nefesh. Ulo hodiya she'ochal nefesh muter bohen. V'lo yomar akasiv la'olam be'echad mikol shar yomim tovim. Doesn't say by any of the other holidays kol malacha. V'lo yifarish b'im heter ochal nefesh. Ki malachas avoda yomar azeh. So that's the Ramban's important formulation. That is 3 days in the Rishonim how to view the heter of ochal nefesh. Good. So now we get back to the Gemara. So what did Rabbi Eliezer just say back to Rabbi Yeshua? What are you bringing me rice from Ochal Nefesh to Shchitas Pesach? That's Rishus. This is Mitzvah. Ask the Gemara. That's Rishus? Simchas Yantif is a Rishus? Interesting, the Gemara doesn't just say, there's a Mitzvah of a Samachta Bechagecha. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Ma Rishus? Switch the word from Shus to Rishus. Right, that's the Karban Eidas Gersa. Ma Rishus? It's a Rishus? Right, where Rabbi Elazar says to Rabbi Yeshua, what do you bring me a raya from a rishus for? It's not a rishus. Lokin tanina, didn't we learn in the third parak of Pirkei Avos, ha-machalel es ha-kachim, somebody who desecrates kachim, the karbanos. Va-mevaz es ha-moados, if somebody disgraces the holidays, what does disgrace the holidays mean? Look at the karban ha-eda. Noeg bahen minag chol v'achila v'shtia. You treat it like a regular weekday regarding eating and drinking. You don't have special foods. You don't have special meals. That's mevazes hamodos. You don't make the day special. So if somebody does that, v'hamefer bris shalom avinu, or if somebody tries to cover up their bris mila, v'amagal apanim haTorah, many pshatim in the Gemara and the Bavli, what that means, the Karban Eda here quotes too. If somebody is magal apanim, is it revealing the face of the Torah or revealing the face of the person? Says the Karban Eda. Number one, if you darshan things wantonly in an inappropriate way, shemara panim upirushim bitar shalok halacha, number one, or inami shemeiz panim laavar al divrei Torah bifarhesya biyad rama, or if you are brazen enough to violate the Torah in public biyad rama, so different pshatim and begala panim. But if you do any of these, avo b'sheish biyad Torah ma'isim tovim, even if you have a lot of Torah and mitzvahs in your hand, ein lo chelak lamaba. You don't have a chelik on olam haba? Question mark. So what do you see? What's on the list? Mivazes amoados. So amoados is a chiyuv. It's not a rishus. Right? So what is the Rabbi Eliezer talking about? I'm mabe rishus la mitzvah. Answer. I'm Rabbi Yirmiya. No. What does rishus here mean? Mao rishus? Ratza bisa, ratza lo bisha. This cooking that Rabbi Eliezer is talking about, Rabbi Yeshua, that specific act is not mechuyiv. You can have simchas yantav. You can use already cooked food. You don't have to do that malacha. Shechitas Pesach, that's mechuyiv. You can't get out of that act. Simchas Yantiv, there's a lot of different ways to fulfill that, and therefore it's called a reshus lagabe, this specific detail. The Rambam in Hilchos Yantiv talks about the mitzvah of Simchas Yantiv. He actually compares it to Shabbos. Even though Shabbos is oneg and Yantiv is simcha, and there's a difference between those two. Remember Tosfos in Moed Katan says the difference between the two Simcha and Oneg is that Simcha, a simen that shows the difference is that Simcha breaks Avelus while Oneg doesn't, right? Shabbos always has a, Shiva always has a Shabbos in it, right? Avelus could coexist with Shabbos because that's Oneg. Simcha's Yanov cannot coexist with Avelus. So the Rambam says, even though you have that difference, the Rambam says in Hilchos Yantiv, Perek Vav, Kishem is always an important word. Kishem shemitzvah lachabed Shabbos ula anga, just like the mitzvah to honor Shabbos and to give enjoyment to yourself on it. Kach kol yomim tovim shenemar lekdosh Hashem mechubad. V'chol yomim tovim nemar bahen mikra kodesh. Make them holy. V'kfar biyarnu akibud va'oneg b'ilchos Shabbos. What's covered in oneg? Look in ilchos Shabbos. V'chein ro'i la'adam shelo yis'od ba'arve yomim tovim v'nemincho l'mala ke'erev Shabbos. Shedavar zeh b'chol ha'kavod. As we know, not eating on Erev Shabbos, not eating on Erev Yantiv is part of Kavod. And then he quotes this Mishnah, Kol ha-mevazes ha-moados, ki'ilu nitfal la'avodazara. Whoever is mevazeh the moados is ki'ilu oved avodazara. That's quoting from the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim. And again, you have to want to be careful with it. Says the Rambam in the next halacha, Chayav adam lios bahen sameach v'tov leiv hu ubanav v'ishto ubnei beiso v'chol ha-nilvim alav. Shneamar v'samachta b'chagecha, and even though it's talking about carbon shlamim, the Rambam shita is that all divrei simcha is included in the mitzvah. So that is that's a chiyuv. That was the question that was asked by the Gemara, and we answer that it is reshus lagabi this specific act. The Mefarshim on the Mishnah mentioned that maybe moados in the Mishnah is meant to include even chalamoid. Right, not just Yantav v'chol ha'moed. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. Rabbeinu Yonah says on the Pirkei Avos, he says, "V'amar b'kan ha'mevazeh v'lo ha'machalel mipnei she'eino medaber b'yantav atzmo ki bazel lohutzrach ledavar she'yantav k'shabbosu." Obviously, mevazeh moedos, it's like Shabbos. So elo b'chol shel moed medaber la'asos bo meleches iser v'umevazeh cholo shel moed v'yomer elu yamim ein bahem kedushas kol kach. Kiyamim harishonim naase bahem kol malacha v'toeva asa gambosh lo yavosh. So it's somewhere in the middle, but one has to make sure that they take chol ha'moed seriously and not just yantif. That's the Gemara here. Also interesting, mefer briso shel Avraham Avinu. Trying to cover up the bris mila. Maybe we'll talk about bris mila a little bit later if there is more time. So the Gemara says Amar Reb Yosa. So now Reb Yosa the Amora says. This machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Again, Rabbi Eliezer says even Isurei Derabbanan that you could have been done before Shabbos are doche. And Rabbi Yeshua, Tanakama, says no. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Yosa, Hachin Avi Rebbe Eliezer Tzarech Misivei L'Rebbe Yoshua. So Rebbe Yosa says Rebbe Eliezer could have answered Rebbe Yoshua back the following. Right, our Mishnah ends off with Rebbe Eliezer saying back to Rebbe Yeshua something. Mazer Rishus LaMitzvah. So Gemara is going to say he could have had even a stronger point. But before getting to that stronger point, the Gemara first mentions another Taina that Rebbe Yeshua could have said to Rebbe Eliezer. Right, Hare, again, Rebbe Eliezer says, starts off the Mishnah, if Shchita is Doche, if you can knock out a Nisudar Baisa like Shchita, you can knock out a Nisudar Abanan like Hava, and therefore it should be Doche. So, first, what Rabbi Yeshua could have said, Hare Chagigas Yom Tov Kishitas Chatochiach. What do you mean? The Chagiga, the Karmel Chagiga should be proof that you're wrong. Shetiru ba Mishum Malacha, Shchitas Mutter, Vasar ba Mishum Shvus, and yet bringing the Chagiga from outside the Tchum, or rather Yisrael Drabbanan is still Aser. So that's what Rabbi Yeshua could have said, not bringing in from Yantif, he could have asked the Kasha from Chagigas Yantif, and Vavile Meimar Ba, and Rabbi Eliezer could have answered back to that, Lo mamarta bechagigas yomtiv shein chayavan alav kares. So Rabbi Pesach shechayavan alav kares. What do you ask? Karban Pesach is different. You chayav kares if you don't bring a karban Pesach. So don't bring me any rayas from anywhere else. This is more chamor, and therefore it should be mutter. So the Gemara says he could have said that in our Mishnah too, right? Not just to ask the chiluk on the chagiga, but in our Mishnah when it was asked about yomtiv v'sivine kemas nisan. Rebbe Lazar could have used this argument in the Mishnah too. Lo imamarta biyantif shechayav and alav kares. So Rebbe Pesach shechayav and alav kares. So ask the Gemara, why didn't he use this chiluk, this distinction between the kashas that Rabbi Yeshua was asking on him and his case of Karban Pesach? Right, we know the only two mitzvahs asay that have a punishment to them, that is Mila and Karban Pesach. There must be a connection also between those two. Maybe Karban Pesach is some type of bris also. Bris Mila is on the individual. Karban Pesach is somehow on the tzibur. And that's why they are connected with each other. So says the Gemara, why didn't Rabbi Eliezer answer this in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says he could have. Kai dema Rabbi Imi, like Rabbi Imi said, Ashirin hayu b'tshuvos. They were rich in answers. That's a phrase. He had other answers. He could have given that answer. Meaning, why is this chiluk of kares and not kares better than the other chiluk of rishus and mitzvah in the Mishnah? So he could have given that answer. Oh yeba kidemar Rabbi Nasa, like Rabbi Nasa says, kiinish like a person to islay train tamin, like a person who has two claims, who masiv chaminon, and he just mentioned one of them. So the answer is in a chinami. He could have said that, but he just said one out of the two svaras that he could have mentioned. Good. Next Mishnah. So now we continue. So we had Mismachlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Eliezer said the last line, and Rabbi Yeshua didn't give an answer. So as we'll see, Rabbi Akiva, who had been quiet for years, learning at the feet of Rabbi Eliezer, all of a sudden chimed in. Heshev Rabbi Akiva, Hazoya Tochiach. He says to his Rabbi Eliezer, I'm sorry, but I have this kasha. Hazoya, the sprinkling of the Karban Pesach, will prove that you can't just say a kavachomer from a daraisa to a darabanan. Shehu mitzvah, he mitzvah, he mishum shvus. Right, the sprinkling on of the paraduma ashes, that's not a daraisa. Right? A, what are you doing? You're making somebody tarred? That's a darabanan of tikkun. So that's a mitzvah to do, to become tahar. He mishum shvus, benedorcha the Shabbos. And yet you can't do that. You can't sprinkle the paraduma ashes on Shabbos. Safata the tama alelu. So also don't have kashas on these darabanans. Shabbos shei mitzvah, shei mishum shvus lo yitzchus a Shabbos. So Rabbi Akiva says back to Rabbi Eliezer, I'll find you another Durabanan that's not going to be knocked out, and it's not going to allow you to do the Karban Pesach. Says Rabbi Eliezer back, no, I disagree with that. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, v'alani don, what do you mean? I have a kasha on that, what you're asking. Ma im shchita shimish, you're telling me about hazaya tochiach? I'm not going to argue on you with about hazaya. Uma im shchita shimish malacha dochet ha-shabbos. If Shchita, which is an Issa Daraisa, still we allow it on Shabbos for the Karban Pesach, so Hazoya Shimishim Shvus, Hazoya, which is only an Issa Darabanan, to sprinkle the Paradume ashes, Lo Tidchet HaShabbos. That shouldn't be Tocha Shabbos either. So says the Rebbe Eliezer back to Rebbe Akiva. So I argue with your starting point about Hazah. Omalo Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva says, oh yeah, well, you just say the flip. Oh, chiluf, you're saying me a kavachomer. If shchita is mutter, hazoya should be mutter. I can do just the opposite. Just like if hazoya is aser, said shchita surely should be aser. Amar Rabbi Akiva, oh, chiluf, ma'am hazoya shimishim shvus inodoch hazashabbos. Hazoya, which is an only nisid rabbanon, is not Torah Shabbos. Av Shchita she Mishum Malacha L'Dilchas Shabbos. So to Shchita, which is Mishum Malacha shouldn't be Torah Shabbos, which we know he was just saying this to prove a point, as we'll talk about in the Gemara. But there's a pasuk in Chumash that Rabbi Elazar is going to answer back right now. But as the Gemara is going to say a little bit, and the Bavli says even more, Rabbi Akiva was just trying to remind Rabbi Eliezer what Rabbi Eliezer had taught Rabbi Akiva. But he didn't want to say Befeirish, Rabbi, you forgot. So he said this type of Kal v'chomer, which is for sure not true. It's against Rosh's Chazal to try to remind Rabbi Eliezer that he had taught him that Hazoya is not Docha. But he didn't get the message. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva, Akadam HaShikaz Batorah. But you're telling me that even the Shechita shouldn't be Docha Shabbos? It's against the Pasuk in Chumash, Bein or Arbayim, Bimo Ado. You have to shecht it in the afternoon, in its time, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. So that's why Mo'ado, it has to be that. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva says back, okay, but have li moe le'elu kamor b'shchita. I'll give it to you. Okay, the shchita has to be done. Because the shchita has to be done at that exact time, bimo ado. How about the other isurei derabanan that you're talking about? Hava aso, harkavaso. Those don't have a moado. Those don't have to be at this exact moment. And that's how it ends. Rabbi Akiva says, you can't compare the two. And klalam Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva generalizes and says, if you could have done it before Shabbos, even though it's only Asur Rabbanan, you can't do it. You can't do it on Shabbos. You should have done it beforehand. Only Shechita, which you couldn't have done before Shabbos, is Docha Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva says this here by the Karban Pesach. He says it, if you remember, also by Bris Milah, right? The Mishnah in the beginning of the 19th parak of Shabbos. If you look in the Bavli Daf Kuflamid, Rabbi Akiva says they're also arguing with Rabbi Eliezer, right? Machshire mitzvah that you could have done beforehand. Is it docha? Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Imlohevi kli me'er of Shabbos, maybe yob Shabbos Magula. The owner of Rabbi Eliezer, karsim eitzim, lasos b'chamin. You could cut down wood to make sharpen your knives. Lasos barzel to make hot metal in order to do the bris milah. And again, klal olam Rabbi Akiva. Kamalacha she'efshar. La sosa me'er of Shabbos eino docha es a Shabbos. She'efshar docha es a Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer says that in Shabbos and here in Pesachim. Good. Says the Gemara now on top. Shlosh esrei shana as Rabbi Akiva nichnas es Rabbi Eliezer v'lohayo yodea bo. For 13 years Rabbi Akiva sat at the feet of Rabbi Eliezer in his shir, but he didn't say a word. He wanted to learn. Right, the Mefarshim try to figure out exactly how these 13 years fit into the 24 years that Rabbi Akiva was away. Was it part of those 24 years? Right? How did it work out? And he didn't know until he was 40. He didn't know Aleph Beis. So all the different stories with Rabbi Akiva, the Mefarshim try to work out and put them together. But it says here for 13 years, he didn't say a word. Vizu, this argument where he jumps up and says, Hazoya Tochiach, this is the first time he opened his mouth in shir. Vizu hi tchilas tshuvaso harishon alafnei Rabbi Eliezer. This was the first time that he opened his mouth in shir. And amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, when Rabbi Akiva finally said something, Rabbi Yeshua, he knew the godless of Rabbi Akiva during this time. Rabbi Eliezer, the Rebbe, maybe didn't realize it. And so Rabbi Yeshua says, amar lo Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Eliezer, halo zeha am asher ma'astabo, quoting a pasuk in Shoftim, right? This is, again, a play on the story there. The am that you detested, say not to Avilachim, but go fight with him. Meaning, Rabbi Eliezer, you never recognize the godless Rabbi Akiva, now you got to answer him. Right? He just asked you Akasha. So that is where Rabbi Akiva came on board. Good. Taman taninan. We learned in the Mishnah later on, in Pesachim, in the 9th parak, which is all about Pesach Sheni, that we know the Torah tells us if somebody is in a faraway, distant place, then they're pater from Pesach Sheni. And they're pater from Pesach Rishon, they bring Pesach Sheni. So what does it mean, distant, far away? Ezui derech rechoka. Different days. Min amodias falachutz kimidas falacharuach divrei Rabbi Akiva. First day of Rabbi Akiva is there's a certain radius around Yerushalayim, around Har Abayis. If you're far, modias from modias falachut, that's a certain distance to modias. So that distance in all the different directions around, that's Rabbi Akiva shita. If you're further than that, then you're derech rechoka. Rabbi Eliezer omer miyaskopat azara falachutz. Rabbi Eliezer says no. If you're in the azara, that's karov. If you're outside, if you're in Yerushalayim, but you're outside the Azara, that's already considered Derech Rechoka. That's why there are dots on the Derech Rechoka in the Torah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So now the Gemara discusses within Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Eliezer says, if you're outside the Mikdash, that's Derech Rechoka. Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo Amar Rabbi Eliezer El Lepoch B'nei Ha'ikaris. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Eliezer only says Derech Rechoka if you're outside the Beis HaMikdash to be pati you from Karis. But it doesn't mean you're not Mechuyiv in the Pesach. L'may Nafkamina explains the Karban Eida. If somebody brings the Karban Pesach on your behalf, you're outside. Rabbi Yochanan says, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, that if you're outside your pater, that doesn't mean a hafkas achiyuv. It just means pater. And therefore, if somebody brings it on your behalf, you're mekayim mitzvah. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Elazar the Amora now says, Rabbi Elazar the Amora says, Masnisam Rakin, I'll bring you the Brisa, will bring a proof to Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of Rabbi Eliezer. Again, Rabbi Eliezer says, if you're outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're pater. That's Derech Rechoka. Rabbi Yochanan says that only means you're pater, but not hafkas achiyuv. You're still within the world, so that if somebody brings it on your behalf, it'll work, right? If you're not mechuyev bedavar, then you can't be yotze at all. So the Gemara says, or Belazar says, the Amora Masis Amarkein, because Heshe Rabbi Akiva, when Rabbi Akiva is having this argument with Rabbi Elazar, right, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says, Hazoya tochiach, she mitzvah, right, Hazoya tochiach, and that's a mitzvah, and it's not doche, dot, dot, dot. So Gemara says, what's the mitzvah? Umitzvah lahazos? Is there a mitzvah to be sprinkled by the paradume ashes? What if a guy wants to stay tamei and never eat a carb and never go into the base of Migdash? What's the mitzvah of hazaya? Tiftar, it must be the following case that's referred to in the Braisa. Shachal yom ashvi shalolios parbas or shachal yos peshabbos. The seventh day of his tumah that he's supposed to get sprinkled on is Erev Pesach. And therefore, if he gets sprinkled today, then he could eat the Korban Pesach tonight. Shiluchalu, if it would be weekday, Hayamazalav, if it was a weekday, what would happen? He would get sprinkled with the paradume ashes. He would be a tful yom. V'acharkach bav v'shochin lo espesko. Somebody else would shecht his carbon for him in the Beis HaMikdash. V'unechaz v'achol be'erev. And then that night, once the sun sets, then he's totally mutter with karbanos, then he'll go eat. So that's the case where it's a mitzvah. Where is it mitzvah? It must be because to do the Korban Pesach. Do the Korban Pesach, so he does Hazayah, so that he can be able to do the Korban Pesach. But what do you see in what we just said? That if somebody is Tful Yom, he's going to be outside the base of Mikdash. That's why the Shliach is doing it for him. He can still be Yotzei. So Mikivan Shehu Shabbos, so if it's a weekday, that's why that would work. But, and what Mikiva is saying in the Braisa is, Hazayah Dochiach Shi Mitzvah, and it's not Doche. So now we continue the Gemara. Mikivan Shehu Shabbos, Veno Mazel, Alav Nimsa Misakim, and a Mitzvah. But because he's not doing the Hazayah, he's not going to become tar today, and he won't be able to bring the Korban Pesach tonight, because you could have done it, because Hazoy is an Isidra Rabbanan. So, don't you see from this Braisa, that Derech Rechoka, if somebody is out, he could still be Yotze, Al Yidei Shliach. So Rabbi Eliezer, when he said before, if you're outside the Azara, that's where you consider Derech Rechoka, Rabbi Yochanan says that's only for Karis, but you can still be Yotze, the Mitzvah, you have a Raya from this Braisa. So Amar of Hoshea, Rabbi Yoshia says no Raya. Right, we said the Bryce has to be talking about a case where the seventh day is Pesach, Erev Pesach? No. Maybe the seventh day is Erev Pesach. Tipater Shechal Yom Shvi Shalom Lios Be Shlosha Atzot Shechal Yis B'Shabbos. So there's no Raya. Maybe Shabbos is the 13th. Shiluchol Haya Mazalav. If it was weekday, he would sprinkle on him on the Machar Ubav Shechal Yis Pesach, and then the next day he could go and himself shecht his carbon. V'unichnas V'ochol Erev. V'kivan Shu Shabbos, since this today, 13th is Shabbos, Veino Mazalav, Nimsa Misakim and Mitzvahs, then he won't be able to do it. He'll have to do it, have to wait till tomorrow, but he won't be able to, because it's Shabbos. So, you see, maybe the Braisa is not talking about where the Erev Pesach is Shabbos, but the day before that, so maybe this Braisa has no Raya. Says the Gemara, Ashkoch Tani Kaden Kadmaya, but we found a manuscript, and it was gave the Pshat of the first Pshat, where Shabbos was on the 14th. So, Amar Reb Yuda says, Reb Yuda Bar Pazi, Tipater, no, it could still be, even if you found an old manuscript, and it was like Rebbe, the first Pshat, where Erev Pesach was on Shabbos, it could still be according to this opinion. Tifater Kamanda Arame is Kopas Yerushalayim Elachutz. Third opinion. Maybe that Braisa that was found is like the opinion that what's the Derech Rechoka if you're outside Yerushalayim? If you're outside, not like if you're outside the Azar, if you're outside Yerushalayim. So for that, a Tful Yom is not Nechshav Derech Rechoka, because a Tful Yom could be in Yerushalayim. And therefore, could Rebbe Elazar, right, where we said Rebbe Elazar the Amora was bringing a riot to Rabbi Yochanan, right? No, the answer is that Braisa could be reflecting a different opinion. Mishivan Davar Mechus Yerushalayim Al Davar Shavu Yerushalayim, right? Can you bring a raya from a source
that holds that outside Yerushalayim is Zerach Rechoka to a discussion where outside of the Azara is Derech Rechoka in Yerushalayim? They're two different opinions. Therefore, you wouldn't be able to bring a Raya. That's the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar the Amora's Raya to Rabbi Yochanan is not acceptable. Period. One more section. So what did the Mishnah say if you go back? Rabbi Elazar said, no, it's a Kasha. If Hazoya, surely Shechita. So what does Rabbi Akiva say back? No, just the opposite. So the Gemara says, is that Kavadik? To scream at your Rebbe and say just the opposite? Is Barnash Omar L'Rabbe Ochiluf? Could you say that? Answer, yeah, what we alluded to before. Levishai Rebbe Eliezer Melamdo Halacha. Rebbe Eliezer taught him, Uba, Melamdo Halacha Uba, She'ein, skip the word, change the word, Hazoya, Docha Shabbos. Right? He, Rebbe Eliezer himself had taught him that Hazoya is not Docha Shabbos. The Kafar Bo B'Shas Adin, and during their discussion, he denied it, meaning Rebbe Eliezer forgot that he held that way. Hazoya is not Docha. So Lefum Kein, Uamar Le'ochilif, that's where Rebbe Eliezer was, Rebbe Yoshua, Rebbe Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva was telling Rebbe Elazar in this hidden way that, you know, you taught us, you must have forgotten. Because remember, Rabbi Akiva said this line that's for sure not true. If Hazoya is not Docha, surely Shechita should not be Docha. Of course Shechita is Docha. That's a pasuk in Chumash. But he was just trying to remind Rebbe Elazar about what he had taught him. Again, doing it b'derach remez without embarrassing him at all. Period. I'll have to stop there by the two dots.